This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check out who we are and what it is that we do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you're over there, subscribe to that page. When you look at the top left side of the page, you will find right at the top left there our social media platform live feeds. You go to the top of the page, you will go to SOL Radio Live, and you can subscribe on that page. Now, with that said, please also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. You can check us out on that live feed, and if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is just this, and it's important that I do because there's just a lot of ignorant people out there. There really, truly is. And that's not a broad stroke. It's just true, friends. And for some reason, the ignorant ones like to speak the loudest. They're like the squeaky wheel. Well, let's silence some of those today. And I'm going to read this real quick, and then I'm going to put the fleece out there to have him call in and call me out for me, Bradley Dean, being responsible for holding up the beast system. That's what he calls it, the beast system. Free Masonic Knowledge said 23 hours ago, another one here, speaking of Bradley, that wants to save the beast system. Are you kidding me? You're in the freest nation on the planet, and you have the audacity to try to deceive others into believing that this is a beast system? No, the beast is at work trying to take over the system. You have it backwards. He goes on, another one that wants to save the beast system, and then the caller reveals his individual's ego and arrogance. And I think this was coming from probably one of his friends, but probably from one of the bizarrest phone calls I ever had from anywhere ever in 17 years, 18 years of radio ministry. And that was from New Jersey yesterday. People were confounded by this guy calling in from New Jersey, calling himself an insurrectionist. And because I called him out, I guess I'm arrogant, and I'm trying to uphold the beast system. Can you make this up? No, friends, you really can't make it up. You really can't. So with that said, what we're going to do is I'm going to show you this really quick. And for those that haven't seen this or heard this, you need to listen carefully because this is, and we, as a matter of fact, we were just at this church in Williamsburg last week. This is John Adams. the HBO series that came out, 10, 12 years ago, second to none. It educates you all the way through. And this was actually taken, it was actually filmed inside of that church in Williamsburg. And I want you to listen carefully to what John Adams, the Colossus of Independence, that sought out to be a teacher. He was for a while. He was a farmer for a while, who ended up being the president of the United States of America. Oh, one of the other occupations that he thought he was going to take on was being a preacher. And after you watch this and hear this, you'll understand exactly as to why he said that. Let's watch this and let's listen carefully concerning the beast system that our forefathers and Bradley Dean mean to uphold. Check this out, folks. It's very short.
Let it be known that British liberties are not the grants of princes or parliaments.
Okay. British liberties are not the powers of princes. Here, let's do that again. I want you to hear that carefully.
Not the grants of princes or parliaments.
They're not the grants of princes or parliaments, okay? Listen carefully as to what he said.
That many of our rights are inherent and essential.
Inherent and essential.
As maxims and established as preliminaries even before Parliament existed.
Before Parliament existed.
We have a right to them, derived from our Maker.
Our right. We have a right to them, derived from our Maker. At a pulpit in a church in Williamsburg, which was ruled by canon law and ecclesiastical law. Torah law. Torah, right? The law in the Old Testament, the first five books. He goes on.
Our forefathers have earned and bought liberty for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasures, and their blood.
They bought our freedoms with their blood, their expense, their ease. At the end, he talked about the price paid for our liberties. This is interesting, isn't it?
Liberty is not built on the doctrine that a few nobles have a right to inherit the earth. No! No! It stands on this principle that the meanest and lowest of the people are, by the unalterable, indefeasible laws of God and nature, as well entitled to the benefit.
Indefeasible laws by God and nature. Man, this all sounds really familiar. These are our forefathers. Okay, I'll make more of this point in a moment. Let's listen to the rest of this. Where do they come from? From God.
But have the air to breathe, light to see, food to eat, and clothes to wear as the nobles or the king. That is liberty. And liberty will reign in America.
And what is he talking about? He's talking about 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I don't understand what people don't quite understand as to who we are and where we came from due to the fact that the fruit that has been produced. I mean, if I sow a kernel of corn into the soil of the ground, it's going to reproduce after its own kind. And not saying much for the modern-day Christian, but 86% of the American people profess to be Christians. We see their monuments, which I'm going to get to. It's called Matrix of Liberty, that is found in Plymouth, that most people, even that live there right next to it, don't even know what it is. It's called the Matrix of Liberty that our forefathers established in 1620, namely the settlers, the saints that came from England. And what was the reason that they broke away from England? Is because they didn't want a state-controlled church. They wanted freedom of religion under the Christian umbrella. Okay? That was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, preaching in Williamsburg. And he was talking about where our indefeasible rights come from. And where do they come from? They come from God. Why did they break away from England? He just told you. The same reason our forefathers did. And I'm talking about the rest of them. We'll get to this in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take this phone call really quick. I'm not sure, but is this Mikey calling back from New Jersey? Is this the same Mike that called in from yesterday?
I am. I'm not Mikey. I'm Mike O'Conn, but good to hear from you again, Bradley. Thank you for taking me on.
Well, what say you, my insurrectionist?
Okay, first of all, I understand you're saying that many people died for this country, and you say it was God's will, you know, God caused it. A few things.
No, I didn't say God caused it. I didn't say that. Don't put words into my mouth.
Okay, well,
you said
that God is in control and he gave us our life.
He is in control. He's in control of all men.
Okay, that may be, but why then is it? I question God's character, but I'm not a Christian anymore.
Of course, and that's why you act out in the character that you do as an insurrectionist, because you fail to adhere to his commandments, and that's the problem that you're having. That's why you are an insurrectionist.
Okay, it may be so. I'm not an insurrectionist because I don't believe in God. I believe in God. I believe in our government also. I'm an insurrectionist not because I have knowledge of how the world really runs. Now, I've done the research. Became insurrectionists after finding out a lot of information, who is in charge, what they've done, and you know.
But can I say something to that, Mike? In all sincerity,
go ahead, please,
they
go
have
ahead.
Done what the American people have allowed them to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
why we're in trouble
correct.
Today. That's why we're
absolutely.
In trouble.
You are absolutely correct in that matter. However, this the even at the beginning, our government was started by slave owners. Many were Freemasons. And yes, they gave credit to God. They believe that God is God. They believe he's Satan. As I agree with, I believe that Jehovah, Jesus, Allah, Satan, all one the same. Horus, all one and the same.
Okay, and well, we got that far. Okay.
I don't worship him. I don't worship that God.
We know that because you said you're an insurrectionist. We get that. Okay.
No, a lot of people who love God hate our government also and could be insurrectionists also.
Well, listen, I love God with my actions, right? 1 John 3:18, but I'm not an insurrectionist. I am a protester concerning
their
corruption.
Godly people may hate government. People who are Christian may hate government and may want revolution, as I certainly am well aware many do.
Okay.
Here it is. Basically, because people died for this country, for this government, does not make it right or good. It just means that they were suckers.
Yep.
You know, they were deceived and joined the military because they were deceived by the government.
In a lot of ways, you're exactly right. I read the book Smedley Butler, War is a Racket, and it's exactly right. A lot of our boys died in vain, and they died for pennies, is what Smedley Butler said. And we understand that. And here lies the responsibility of the people that complain about that, because we the people, let's just go back to 1968 where my cousin was killed in Vietnam, for example, Michael. Interesting how everybody complained about that war, but in fact it was the people that failed to take responsibility in dealing with Congress that sent their boys to war. They like to blame those boys for being baby killers in the gist.
It wasn't their will.
That's right. So, but the problem is the parents that sent their kids to fight those unconstitutional wars, and so with that I agree, but I do say that the American people need to take responsibility, understanding what the Constitution says, including those that serve we the people in the military before they go over and decimate innocent countries, third world countries. They should know whose side that they are on. I agree.
I'm with you on that. Now, let me go into a little deeper now. Yeah, we're with you. And we also discussed, and as yesterday, I think it was, saying that trilateral commission is where the legislation made. Our politicians are just actors. The media is dominated by the CIA and run by Rockefeller. And these people, politics is a sham. The ballot machines are owned by the Bush family, and the CIA runs the ballot machines. And there's no hope in politics. It is all a sham.
Well, and we can't just. Are we supposed to just turn our backs, Michael,
and
just
say, you know?
Okay, but if you're a revolutionist, let's just put this into context. Let me get you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. Okay, so they're doing the wrong thing. So what are you going to do to right the wrongs?
Okay, I understand. I wish there's a peaceful way, and if there is one, if anybody can come up with a peaceful way, I will go. That's going to have some victory. Has good chance. I will certainly go with it. But right now, what I have been saying, I've been encouraging the military through my newsletter, which has been to ask the military to take charge and to take down and take out of office the people who are in office now. I don't have any direct access to anybody in the military. I don't know anybody, but I sent my newsletter, which has reached many of them. Maybe, just maybe, they will do what's right. No policemen will do what's right. The policemen are the thugs for the politicians.
No, but Michael, you got to be careful of that, because what you're doing is you're basically accusing them all of being bad cops, when in fact I have a lot of friends that are police officers, military cops. They are also state troopers, and the guys that I know, they all are on the same side of upholding the law against the bad guys.
Likely they are in the minority, and they don't blow the whistle on the bad cops, and you know that.
That's why that's why the good people in this country, Michael, have to stand up and say enough is enough. I mean, you have 329.5 million people in this country tolerating the crimes of the few, and we can see that little leaven, the wickedness within government and within the church, it first starts there, has spread to the degree that it has now spread. If we're not going to take responsibility, we're going to lose everything that we have, Michael.
And I'm with you on that. I wish the police would take charge and do what's right, but they haven't, and they don't seem to show any sign of doing so in the future.
Well, listen,
that is why I go to the military.
Okay, and I totally agree. So, Michael, with all that said, I'm glad that you called back. And honestly, I did get a lot of texts and social media platform comments as to our yesterday's conversation.
So I can't be on social media. I was accused of a crime. I did not do it. But,
No. I don't think anybody's accusing you of a crime. I think everybody's just glad that you called back in today, because this is more of a sound conversation than the one that we had yesterday. So do call back in again. I have to move on with the show. I totally appreciate appreciate you, Michael. Let's just get our thoughts and our actions aligned. We need a reformation, not a revolution. We know that the bad guys, the corrupt within, are trying to create domestic insurrection. The American people need to stand up and suppress it. When it comes to the removal of corrupt in government, we need to, we the people, the government in this country, address those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and we need to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, we the people need to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We don't need a revolution, we again need a reformation. And keep in mind, friends, God established the institution of government for the very purpose that our forefathers did. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and only the Lord can allow that. Now, if we want to turn our backs on him, this is what's going to happen. That country is going to be turned into hell. Because you're allowing the workers of iniquity, the workers of lawlessness, to do the things that they want to do without consequence. So again, as I said to Michael, there's nobody to blame but ourselves if it gets worse. And it will get worse until the American people take responsibility. I want to get this off really quick. Michael had said something about our Messianic forefathers. Now, I hear this all the time, but I want to give you the facts. Okay? And here are the facts. 28 of them. It's kind of hard to see it, actually. And I'm not going blind. It's just really small here, okay? If you're watching me on social media platforms. 28 of them were Episcopalian. That's under the Christian umbrella, okay? 8 of them were Presbyterians. That's under the Christian umbrella. 7 were Congregationalists, and I should talk about the colleges in an up-and-coming show, too, to show you that those colleges were actually set up for the very purpose of raising up missionaries both within and without the United States of America. 7 of them were Congregationalists under the umbrella of the Christian faith. We had 2 Dutch Reformers. These are our forefathers that established what it is that we have today under the Christian umbrella. Then we have 2 Lutherans under the Christian umbrella. I mean, look at Martin Luther, the father of that denomination. And by the way, did Martin Luther want a denomination named after him? Absolutely not. He followed the Christ. Neither did Wesley. Okay? We're supposed to follow Christ. That's why we have over 1,100 denominations today. And then if you take that from the church to politics, that's why we have over 101 party affiliations, which are all unconstitutional. And P.S., this is a free one, you now have a Muslim caucus in America. Just to show you what you're playing with Americans if you're going to continuously allow this to continuously go the direction that it's going today. Here's the next one. 2 of them were Methodists concerning the 56 signers. 2 of them were Methodists. That's under the Christian umbrella. And then we have that of 2 Roman Catholics. That's supposed to be under the Christian umbrella. Popery is unscriptural, by the way. And that's another conversation with folks that are Catholic. We follow the Christ. There's only one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. You are not to pray to Mother Mary. If you look in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord cursed that, the Queen of Mary, and look what people are doing in the Catholic Church. And this comes from men following men. No, Christ is the mediator. There's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved, and we don't need to be praying to his mom, okay, just for the record. We need to be praying to him, the Father, through the name of Jesus, okay? And then we have 2 of them that were Roman Catholic under the Christian umbrella, and then we have 1 that is unknown. 1. How is it that we've taken that 1 and we spread it out to be, look at our forefathers, we're all Masons. Okay, I'm going to show you otherwise on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Both Miami quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa and Teddy Bridgewater, have completed all of the return-to-play steps required by the NFL and are no longer in the league's recently revised concussion protocols. A person with knowledge of the decisions spoke on condition of anonymity because the moves were not announced publicly by the Dolphins. The news that 70 million people will see an 8.7% boost in their Social Security checks next year came just weeks before Election Day, but it is unlikely to give Democrats the edge they are desperately seeking at the polls. Funerals for miners killed in a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey began Saturday as officials raised the death toll to at least 41 people. Desperate relatives had waited all night in the cold outside the state-owned Turkish Hard Coal Enterprises mine in the town of Amasra in the Black Sea coastal province of Bartın, hoping for news. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I didn't put those links up online, and it obviously took some people away from the show over to reading information that Wikipedia has to offer. All of the stuff that I'm sharing with you right now online is all documented, just for the record, okay? It's all documented. And I also want to go over to this because I want you to hear this. And we're talking about, does this sound like a satanic agenda? Because people keep equating our forefathers to that. Well, listen, in spite of man, God's going to do what God's going to do. And the Lord did it. And his fingerprints are all over the place, as I'm about ready to show you in just a moment here. Thomas Jefferson, as a matter of fact, when he said if he was a Christian, he was raised Anglican, and it's being reported that he was influenced by English deists who believed God was there, but he was derelict in basically not intermeddling with them, but in having union with them. That is unscriptural. That's not true. He said, I am of the real sort concerning Christianity. We're told that Thomas Jefferson talked about the lines between church and state, which is nowhere in any founding document. He talked about an erected wall barring the government from interfering in the church's affairs in 1802 to Danbury Church. So with that said, folks, I want you to listen carefully. When you look at our foundations in this country, for example, George Washington and Alexander Hamilton were the ones that were responsible, along with Fisher Ames, concerning the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, established a separation of powers, which is directly extracted from, guess where? Jeremiah 17:9. Okay, immigration laws are extracted directly from Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural born citizen. Deuteronomy 17:15, directly extracted from the Bible. Witness and capital punishment. Deuteronomy 17:6. Does this sound like I'm trying to uphold a satanic agenda, friends, or the Lord's agenda? But keep in mind, the Pharisees of the day also called Jesus the devil. They called him Beelzebub. So this should come as no surprise. That spirit's still alive and well out there, and there's people that don't know their left hand from their right hand because they're reprobates, which means they're unable to judge or discern righteously. So going back, three branches of government under George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. By the way, George Washington, many books are written on him about being the apostle that he was, for the record. And they also established three branches of government. Isaiah 33:22, that's directly extracted from the Bible. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24, churches are non-taxable. Go ahead and check out IRS publication 557. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. And then let me just say this, to basically pound the nail all the way in, okay? 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,354 quotations and sources that came from our forefathers. Bible is found most quoted by our founders. Most quoted, okay? 34% of documented quotes were directly extracted from the Bible. Okay, that's why you see. Let me ask you this. How do you separate Moses and the Ten Commandments, our sworn oaths, our state preambles, every president up until Barack Obama acknowledging that we're a Christian nation because they knew a little bit of history. I know why they did it. They were basically setting up themselves under false pretenses to give the people the illusion that they were Christians when in fact they were devils. I get all that, John 8:44. But here it is, friends, going back to the point that I want to make. What is it that we don't see? Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell, Christian crosses over our fallen soldiers. Do you want me to keep going on? Even these Masonic obelisks, right? These temples in Washington, D.C. Isn't it interesting that the monuments in the mall there in Washington, D.C., the stairs going up to the very top of that obelisk, they are inscribed with scripture? So folks, let's get this right and quit parroting things that are not true. Let's quit parroting things that are not true. And again, in spite of us, friends, keep in mind, the Lord will always get the upper hand regardless of the men that he needs to use or even animals that he needs to use, like he used an ass to reprove a prophet. Okay? So let me go on to this. John Adams said, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were, right, the general principles of Christianity. He said, now will I avow, then I always believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were eternal and as immutable, unchangeable, right, as the existence and attributes of God. Let me just go to the courts real quick, and then I want to make the next point here. I want to go over to the Matrix of Liberty. In 1854, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should not be encouraged, but not any one denomination under the umbrella of the Christian faith. In this age, there can be a substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4. And they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. That's me and you. Why, knowing just what I just told you, why would I work against the fact that that's who we are? Why would I try to discredit those that established what it is that we have here today? Do we want to blame them for dereliction of duty that we're guilty of? Absolutely not. Do we want to spread misinformation of who our forefathers were because we're allowing people to do it or we ourselves may be guilty of doing it? Absolutely not. But folks, I got to tell you, the reason that America is in trouble today is because of what they have taken on and what they have given ear to. I mean, for example, I just seen someone post online here about how our forefathers are Freemasons and why that would have been done. I have no idea. And if you want to go over to Wikipedia, by the way, listen to the source, Wikipedia, to understand who's saying that kind of stuff, well, then consider the source. But I'm talking about the Mayflower Compact, which does nothing but smack of the pulpit. I'm talking about the Declaration of Independence, which makes four references to our God. It didn't say anything about the Masonic religion. It didn't talk about skull and bones. Nope. What people want to do is they want to pass the buck. And what they want to do, instead of doing their own due diligence, they want to blame their forefathers because really they don't believe in the faith that God has bestowed upon us through them. Okay? And so what happens is we begin to take on the lies coming from who? The revisionists. That's where all this information is coming from. Hey, folks, I've been on the radio for 17, 18 years now. How many times have I opened up the line for someone to prove otherwise? How many times have I went after the ACLU and the organization separation between church and state and the SPLC? I've called these organizations and I've told them to come online and to correct me. They won't come on the radio. Why? Because they don't have a lawful leg to stand on. We have his dash story in doing so, not the other way around. But yet we see people today trying to agree and sympathize with the devil. I guess that's some excuse for them to act like the devil then. No, you have absolutely no excuse in acting in such a fashion. We are called to be repairers of the breach, 58 verse 12, Isaiah, and we are to reestablish what it is that our forefathers established. Because if we don't, you know what's going to happen? We're going to get people that are bitter towards God. They're going to go on and they're going to become insurrectionists. And I'm not aiming that at Michael in New Jersey. I'm just saying in general, they're going to become confused, delusional, and they're going to act accordingly. And then they're going to allow a nation to be created into the hell that God promised that he would if we did the very things that they're giving way to. My goodness, folks, we got to think about what in fact is happening here because we are being lied to. As a matter of fact, if you go over, let me just do this. This is coming to my aid right now. I was just at George Washington's place in Mount Vernon, and I want you to hear this because this is on top, and I love this as to what it says. And what it says on top of George Washington's gravestone is what I'm going up for right now. And I'm going to give it to you in just a moment as soon as I get it pulled up. I'm just getting this thought, folks. And again, I want to give you the scripture reference as to what it says on there. And I know it talks about the resurrection and so on and so forth. But I'm looking for the top of his tomb right now, and I'm looking for that scriptural reference. And I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but I want to be sure of it. Okay? Trying to equate George to being something he isn't, huh? On top of George Washington's tomb, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And whosoever and believeth in me is what it says, friends. Taking it directly from Scripture, I'm trying to figure out where this guy is, what the modern mind wants to accuse him of being, because I don't see that concerning his fruit. As a matter of fact, what I do see, I see just the exact opposite every step of the way. I mean, anybody can make a claim, I mean, the guy's been gone for 200 and what, 40, 50 years now? And here's the other thing. You can't go to a painted pitcher and say that's who he was because he has a Masonic apron on. Concerning any of our forefathers. And by the way, do I believe that that's what's going on behind closed doors with many of the presidents and politicians today? Absolutely. There's no doubt. But that counters what our forefathers established under God. Okay, so we need to be aiming the same direction concerning the things that we're doing here on so many different fronts. I'm going to pull up one more thing, and then I'm going to go to the Matrix of Liberty. I love this. I'm waiting for you to set me straight. I'm waiting for someone to show me how I'm establishing the beast. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Segment 1-866-582-9933. Does this sound like a satanic agenda? I'm going back to our forefathers. I'm giving you factual information. Hey, isn't it interesting how people want to create out of our forefathers who they weren't? And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to justify their character if they fell in error in any sense of the word. No way. I'm doing my job. I'm pointing my finger to where I see the Christ. And we're to judge men by their fruit, and the fruit of what and whom I'm speaking of today, government and the men who established our government under God, who established the branch of David in righteousness through justice, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States. I'm not going to denounce that. Why would I take heed and point my finger, well, this is who they really were, when I'm trying to point my finger to the Lamb of God? That's my job. My finger is to point my finger at the Christ, the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. That he might glorified. We're his vines, folks. And we're supposed to spread his word. That's how fruit is born, John 15:8. Not by acknowledging something that we can't prove, but what I'm showing you is I can prove. And I'm in 157 cities right now. My number is 1-866-582-9933. And I'm still waiting after 17, 18 years of radio for someone to call me and tell me, no, that's just not true. I see the articles that are written, taking me out of context, taking our forefathers out of context. What we have, folks, is God ordained. As a matter of fact, I have right in front of me all of the governments that have been changed over from France. They've had 10 governments, in 10 years. And since the beginning of that country, they've had 15 constitutions. We're still in our first. Brazil's had 7 constitutions since 1822 alone. We're still in our first. Poland, 6 constitutions since 1921. We're still in our first. Afghanistan's into their 5th, probably 6th constitution since 1923. We're still in our first. Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. We're still in our first. How does that happen? Because it's God ordained. This is what I wanted to show you really quick. If you want to know why your government is so messed up, is because you took the lie of the revisionist by believing what they had to say. Now, when I give you the founding documents directly written from our forefathers, let me give you their names. Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin. And they made 4 references to God. They said we receive our certain inalienable rights given unto us by our what? Creator. And those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. Is that right? Yes. Yep, that's right. See, but because you listen to the rhetoric from the revisionists and the propagandists and those that should know better, right? You've taken on a pagan view of government. That the state is divine. You've taken on a pagan view of government, that the state authority is unlimited. Oh my goodness, folks. You've taken on the pagan view of government that leads to state worship. Are you hearing me? Then they worship what? Their favorite politicians. Well, the Bible's clear in Proverbs 28. Those that forsake God's moral government, his law, praise the wicked. That's exactly right. The pagan view of government results in tyranny. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep, because the American people have taken on the lie that they are who they are not. And isn't it interesting how many people are willing to spread, even in the church, that lie as to who they weren't? It's because they don't believe. And the fact of the matter, again, is my job is to point my finger at the Christ in everything I do. And by the way, I hope I do that. A biblical view of government is this. That the state is divinely ordained by God, which it is. The biblical view of government is state's authority is limited, which it is. We have a limited form of government. Okay? Biblical view of government leads to patriotism. Okay? Not dictatorship. Doesn't give way to a arbitrary government. We're ruled by law, not a two-party system. Article 4, Section 4. A totalitarian system of government, an authoritarian system of government, that has no business here, but that's what we're seeing today. Why? Because Americans have taken a pagan view of God, or of government on. Going back to the biblical view of government, it results in a republic, and it's based on creation. Exactly. Isn't that what our forefathers gave us? Oh, why, yes. Why, yes, it is. That's exactly what they gave us. Didn't they leave England for the very purpose of breaking off the arms of the tyrant that would not be ruled by God? And the proposed slogan by that of Benjamin Franklin was what? Rebellion or resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, which is extracted directly from Scripture. You can't find anywhere in Scripture, friends, where you're supposed to bow your knee to the tyrants. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's a great rendition of historical fact. Go over to Daniel 3 when you get a moment. Now let me go over to the Matrix of Liberty. This is right outside of the Plymouth Rock, about a block and a half. And I want you to see it, and I'm just going to play it out because I don't have enough time to actually walk through it. But again, you want to know who you are? I want you to check this out. If you're listening in one of the affiliates in the 157 cities, you're going to hear it. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Here you go. This is the Matrix of Liberty. This is what our forefathers had established during the founding era of this country. You tell me if I'm upholding a satanic agenda in any sense of the word. Here we go. Goes by our Creator. As our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement his divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians. Yeah, I already went through all that. I'm just going to go forward just a little bit, and I'm going to go right directly to that. I'm reiterating some of the things, but I'm going to go right to the Matrix of Liberty so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Because, again, it's important that you see this. The Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts. Most people don't even know that it's there.
The Matrix of Liberty.
Here you go.
Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is morality. Morality
wow.
is a woman holding a
sound like a bunch of occultists to you, friends.
In her left hand, and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven.
Wow.
And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of this statue is none other than education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Another portion of this statue is none other than law.
Wow.
Law is portrayed as a...
Does it sound like a satanic agenda that our forefathers established, friends?
Is supported
just the opposite.
A woman with scales and a sword and mercy. And of course, we have none other on the statue than Liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped
all extracted from scriptures,
his right
literally,
hand, and holding a broken chain in his left. The figures and niches on the side represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, and a king laid low. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. And finally, the engraving below the pillar of faith reads, "National Monument to the Forefathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty."
Wow. Am I being facetious? No. But you just seen and you heard for yourself exactly what our forefathers established, and they want you to believe that they're a bunch of occultists. I'm not finding it. And I don't care. I was at Mount Vernon's place. I know what they say. They claim. Regardless, then you have to ask the question, what was that about during that particular time? Because it's not the same as what we see today, if it were true. But again, I just spent the whole hour showing you how Bradley Dean is upholding a satanic agenda by preaching the Word of God and holding to what our forefathers established under God. Love you by what we do. Talk to you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.